Hi, I'm Glenn Peloso, and this time on Design Diaries, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about renovation and doing a layout for your space. Things have changed a lot over the year, where now more people work from home, so you want to have a little bit more mutable space. In the past, an open concept space was super, super popular, so everybody took down as many walls as they could, had the living room, dining room, kitchen all open on the main floors, as you could see right through from the front to back. But with people working at home a little bit more, you might want to be able to close off those spaces, so you may think about pocket doors that come across to close up some of the spaces so that you have a little bit more privacy throughout the day. One of the things that's important, and I see this in a bunch of clients, is they start to do a house layout that is a little bit similar to something that they've seen or something that they've liked an image of, but doesn't necessarily work for how they live. One of the important things to do when you're considering a renovation is really look at what it is that you do. Do you come in the front door or do you come in the back door, typically? Throughout the year, you're going to want to change the clothes that you wear, so if you come in the back door from the garage, then you want to make sure that there's a landing spot and a closet all set up for you at the back of the house where you're typically going to come in. You need something much smaller at the front of the house because that's going to be used for guests that come over to visit, but if you typically don't come in the front door, you come in the back door, set yourself up so that the foyer, mudroom, etc. is at the back, not the front. If you come in the front typically, then you need to give yourself much more space, build in something that's going to allow you a space for some shoes and some gloves and boots and purses and bags and all that stuff to be able to have a place to sit once you first come in. You're probably going to want to have some kind of a foyer table that's going to hold mittens and scarves and that kind of thing, along with keys and the kind of things that you drop you off right when you come in the front door. In the main space, think about how you live. Are you a family that does way more entertaining or less entertaining? Do you love to cook? Do you have to give that a little bit more space? Do you cook together or does one person cook on their own? Creating the space around that, the kitchen and the island space, if you have enough room to be able to have one, changes depending on how many people use the kitchen. Are you typically a family that likes to all hang out together on a big, huge sectional sofa while you watch television? Do I want to devote less space to individual seating, a little bit more to a large ottoman and a large sectional sofa so that you can watch TV together? Or do I want to make sure they have lots of individual seats? Typically, in parties, people don't love to sit right beside each other, but if you don't have if you don't necessarily have that much space, if you put two armchairs perfectly side by side, they act a little bit like that they are a sofa or they're a love seat, but two people will sit side by side without any problem. Do the same thing on a love seat and people feel a little bit more awkward because they're sitting that much closer to each other. So in terms of having parties and guests, you may want to lay out with more individual seating and less large seating because it's just a little bit more comfortable for people to be able to do. Consider how you use each one of those spaces. Do you have lots of things to store? Do I need to create, you know, wall units and media units where I can hide the accoutrement that comes with the things that you need to be able to game when you're sitting in front of the television? Do I have a bunch of components? Do I have, you know, do I want to be able to store things like glasses, and do I want to have a little bar down at that section where closer to the television area? Do I want to have a slightly larger kitchen and do a wine fridge in there and consume a little bit more space in that regard? Thinking about how you use the space as you walk through the house will help you understand how best to lay out the first and second floor or the third floor in your home so that you end up maximizing the space that you have, not trying to please a bunch of other people who are never going to live there. You are. It's important that you know yourself, know how you live, know what you love, and make sure that you allow a lot of space for the things you love and less space for the things that you don't particularly care about but you think is going to please somebody else when they come to look at your house. Hi, this is Glenn Peloso. Thanks for listening, and remember to join me again next month for another Design Diaries podcast, right here on Focal Point eNews.